The decision by Paris-based telecommunications company Eutelsat to remove all 19 Iranian media, including Press TV, from its satellite television services has caused uproar and disbelief. Eutelsat wrote that this decision was based on reinforced EU Council sanctions and a confirmation by France's broadcasting authority. Eutelsat refused Press TV's repeated requests for an interview. Press TV also asked France's broadcasting authority, the Superior Audiovisual Council, to explain their role, but they also refused.
Iran is a signatory, as are all of the people involved in Eutelsat, of the Universal Declaration of Human Rights. And Article 19 says everyone has the right to seek, receive, and impart information and ideas through any media and regardless of frontiers. The Eutelsat decision is a clear violation of Article 19.
Confusing the situation was a declaration by the spokesperson for the EU Council's foreign policy chief. She told Press TV, "This is a decision of Eutelsat," adding that the latest EU sanctions do not contain elements which could have forced Eutelsat to take such a step. Press TV asked the French Foreign Ministry to discuss the situation, but they said an interview wasn't necessary because they were not involved in Eutelsat's decision.
I'm not sure that the word hypocritical is the right word. Misguided, illegitimate. I don't think there's conscious hypocrisy. Where they're wrong is to consider that it's legitimate to apply sanctions on broadcasting and information and news.
Across Europe, defenders of free speech are uniformly condemning Eutelsat's decision as a clear case of censorship. Media watchdogs made the same complaints against Eutelsat in January when Kurdish Raj TV was similarly pulled, many believe in order to improve France's shaky relations with Turkey. If Eutelsat won't speak to Press TV or anyone else to explain exactly what is behind the decision, many are going to assume the worst, namely that Eutelsat is either pursuing its own agenda or is acting as a puppet for larger political interests. And in order to achieve goals they want to keep hidden, they're using repression, intimidation, and ignorance. Ramin Mazahiri, Press TV, Paris.